Hey, it's Zach here, and super quick before we dive into the show. If you haven't already, I want to make sure that you have subscribed to my free weekly Case of the Mondays newsletter, because it is where I share my best advice, strategies, and mindsets to help you design a creative career that you absolutely love showing up for every Monday morning. When you sign up, I'll even send you a bonus 5-day email course to help you clarify and prioritize the next small steps in your unique path to success. To sign up, just visit optimizeyourself.me/newsletter. All right, on to today's episode. My name is Zach Arnold, and I'm a former Hollywood film and television editor turned career strategist and the creator of Optimize Yourself, where I help artists, creatives, and storytellers just like you design the more balanced, more sustainable, and more fulfilling creative career that you deserve. In a nutshell, I'm Tim Ferriss meets Ted Lasso, minus the mustache, because I am obsessed with both learning everything I can about optimizing human potential while also inspiring you to realize yours. If you are ready to step outside your comfort zone, let's dive right in and unlock the optimized version of you. Hello, and welcome to the Optimize Yourself podcast, where I share honest and candid conversations with best-selling authors, world-class athletes, Hollywood legends, elite experts in a variety of fields, as well as everyday people that are achieving extraordinary things. It means the world to me that with all the podcast choices out there, you have chosen to invest your valuable time, energy, and attention with me. Now, before we get started, don't forget to visit optimizeyourself.me/podcast so you can subscribe, leave a review, and so you can also download your unique customized podcast playlist, where I'm going to send you the 5 best expert interviews from our archives to help you achieve your specific goals. So on that note, without further ado, let's get right to today's guest. Hello, and welcome to Hot Seat Friday, where I give you an inside glimpse into the world of the Optimizer community. Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, I host office hours live via Zoom, where I conduct a series of one-on-one coaching sessions and I help a student workshop whatever challenge they're facing next. We cover topics such as networking and outreach, workshopping resumes and websites, preparing for job interviews, designing career paths, and a multitude of challenges beyond just career growth, including time management and productivity, building and optimizing creative workflows, mindset, burnout, and so much more. These bite-sized 25-minute sessions are jam-packed with practical and actionable strategies that you too can use right away to design the more rewarding, the more fulfilling, and the more sustainable creative career that you deserve. If after listening, you're interested in joining the Optimizer community and having the opportunity to sit on the hot seat yourself, and I promise it's not as scary as it sounds, visit optimizeyourself.me/optimizer to learn more. Again, that's optimizeyourself.me/optimizer.
Sarang, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am. Hello. Nice to see you.
Very good to see you today.
Great to see you, too. I have just sent the link on the Zoom chat.
All right. I've got the message ready to screen share, but before I do so, give us a little bit more context about today's hot seat.
Of course. Okay. So I reached out to the producer of the show, Penn and Teller Fool Us, and got to call with him late August. And in that call, it was mainly about his journey. And I'd expressed to him that my intent was to make it as an editor in the scripted world. And at the time, I didn't know about the union requirement. So when I told him about being in scripted, he said that he doesn't know anybody because he primarily works within the reality and doc spaces. But now I've learned about the fact that the union is necessary and that many scripted editors start their work through reality first and get their days there. So this time around, I want to email him and say, essentially to share that my goals have changed and also to ask him for advice on the specific like ladder in reality and if the post PA role is necessary. On the call, he had mentioned a documentary he worked on. And I watched that, and that's where my value starts off, is in watching that documentary.
Got it. So the context is that did we work on this one before with the same person?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, last week. All right. Yeah. So then it's not a matter of you had sent that, and now we've moved forwards. This is the next draft of that same message to the person that works on Penn and Teller.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So my last contact with him was in August during that call.
Gotcha. All right.
Hi, Larry. Thanks again for a call in August. I appreciate how you made time to speak with me on the way to your screening. I just watched the documentary on PBS and it has made me a new Blake Edwards fan. The story so beautifully traveled between his personal and professional life, and understanding his personal headspace at each juncture made the insights about each film even more impactful. Since we spoke, I've learned Avid through the Assistant Editor Bootcamp for Reality TV, and I'm now taking an advanced course in After Effects. At last month's ACE internship lecture series in LA, I learned that in order to be an AE in the scripted world, it is necessary to be a part of the editor's union, which requires at least 100 days of prior work as an AE. So many scripted editors start by getting their days through assistant editing in reality or documentaries first. So while my long-term goal is to still become a scripted editor, I'm now looking to start in reality. However, I'm unsure of the path to get to the position of AE in reality or doc, and if it is necessary to start as a post-PA. Is it okay if I ask you a question or two about the structure of the editing team and the editing ladder on a show like Fool Us? Thank you.
All right, we've done this long enough, and I'm going to let you do my job for me today. What concerns, questions, thoughts do you have about your message?
The concerns would be, first of all, is the struggle clear? And is it connected with, because I think last time in the Parallax email, one of the challenges I had was like where I'm at, where I want to go, and the challenge was not clear. Mm-hmm. How is the challenge phrased this time?
Gotcha. All right. So we can look at the challenge. Anything else that you're questioning or concerned about?
Starting a conversation with like one consistent narrative thread.
All right. So one consistent narrative thread. Anything else?
Those are the two that we can start with.
Okay, good. So we want to focus on the challenge, right? Here's where I am now. Here's where I'm going next. Here's what's stopping me. Here's what you're struggling with. We want to focus on that. We want to focus on the narrative thread and the entire message. I'm going to throw in two additional things.
Okay.
Which is I want to spend a couple of minutes zooming into the value a little bit more. And this is probably wrapped up within the idea of a consistent narrative thread, but I actually want to revisit the ask and how it directly connects to where you're struggling. All right. So those are the things that I want to cover. So I want to start from the top. We're going to start from the beginning. So what your value demonstrates is that you've clearly done your homework. But here's what I feel like the value is missing. I feel like you're making a statement rather than really zooming in on something. It says Larry, so I'm assuming his name is Larry. So what I want to know is, so let me give you an example. Let's say that you were reaching out to me personally, because I can't speak for Larry. There's a difference between, I really enjoyed watching Cobra Kai. It's a really inspiring story of underdogs overcoming the odds and reaching their true potential. And I'd say, yep, it is. Thank you for pointing that out. As opposed to having watched Cobra Kai, I was really, really intrigued by or inspired by, or I noticed that you use these very specific techniques and there's a real voice to your specific episodes and the way that you choose music. And it really inspired me to go deeper in how I use music to create inspiring montages. Do you see the difference between those two statements?
Yes, I do. Okay. So why I was having a challenge with that was on this, he was credited as additional editor. So I don't know exactly his role in creating those decisions.
Okay, so then why choose this if he's only credited as additional editor?
Because this was his most recent work that he talked about, and that was also the screening he was going to on the call. So
Okay, got it. So then I think that it makes sense for you to point this out if that's what he worked on most recently, and that's what he's talking about. And yes, you're correct. It's a little bit more complicated if he was only additional editor. So what you can do is make your best assumption about what he may or may not have contributed to. So now you can speak a little bit more generally about the editing, and you could even point out, I'm not even sure if this is something you were involved with, but what I really appreciated about the way this was cut is ..
Nice. Right?
Okay. Right now you're making a pretty general statement. The story is so beautifully traveled between his personal and professional life and understanding his personal headspace at each juncture. It made the insights about each film even more impactful. Okay. And? That's kind of where I am with this right now. It's not a bad statement. It shows you've done your homework, but I'm not feeling it, right?
Okay.
And yeah. The reason I bring this up is I want this somehow to at least a little bit connect to the narrative thread.
Okay.
Right now, I'm pointing out something creatively. Now I'm going to transition to talking about career journeys.
Right. Yes, I was also grappling with that. Yeah.
So there's a couple of ways that you can go about this. One of which is that you can double down on this form of value and speak more to the editorial and point out, I'm not even sure if this was something that you had a direct hand in as the additional editor, but I really appreciated this about the way this was cut or constructed or structured or whatever it is. It's more about the editorial contribution. There's another angle that you can take at this, which brings it more in line with the direct narrative thread, which is not really talking about the creative and talking more about Larry's journey himself. Have you done enough reconnaissance to know what the beginning of Larry's career path looks like?
No.
So what if you were to do research? You go on IMDb Pro, you go on LinkedIn, you know, do any research, see if he's done any podcasts, whatever it might be. Most people at this point have some form of an online presence, and you can piece together at least the basics. Very rarely at this point do I find somebody that wants to reach out to someone and they're like, I can't find anything on them. There are a few of them. But it's much, much easier nowadays to get at least a basic sense of what somebody's journey looked like. So what if you were to go back and you were to see that one of Larry's very first jobs was being the post PA for the company that he's working for now. And then you saw that he had a bunch of assistant editor credits and now he's editing. Right. That to me is much more relevant to the narrative thread, which is, you know, and digging a little bit deeper, I saw that you were a post PA on this show. Then I saw that you were an assistant editor on this. Then I saw you went back to post PA, all of this hypothetical, because I know nothing about Larry. But that to me is more about the direct narrative thread, which is I'm trying to figure out, should I be pursuing post PA work or should I be pursuing assistant editor work so I can get my hours so I can get into the union?
Yes. Okay. So I do know that before he became an assistant editor on... He does assistant editor on Penn & Teller, but before he became an assistant editor, he was a story producer. So that was what he was mainly focused on. And then he said that once he learned Avid, he was able to transition into the editing department. And also he did go, so on the call, I got like different phases of his journey, but I didn't like hone into something specific. So I didn't get like the exact start and then how he transitioned into Penn & Teller. I got more of that he did go to film school, and then he like stuck close with a few friends, and then some of them got on these projects that then they asked him to edit.
So that to me is much more connected to your actual narrative thread. The narrative thread you're starting is understanding the different paths, post PA versus assistant editor, such that I can reach my next major milestone, which is that I'm getting my hours to get in the union. To me, that has less to do about the creative process. So I think right now your value is good. If you wanted to take the same value and make it better, I would make it more about that person's personal contribution to the project. But I also think it's worth rethinking approaching this from the career journey perspective and not the creative perspective. Because I think this person can give you more insights about their own personal journey and being an assistant editor. And one of the questions you could ask them is, having looked at your past experience, knowing you went from story producer to being an assistant editor, did you find that you needed to have been a post PA first to be qualified to be an assistant? Isn't that one of the things you're trying to figure out right now?
I'm figuring out whether it is necessary to be a post PA in order to become an assistant. But I think in his case, like since he was already in the fold as a story producer, like he doesn't need to go back to post. So I'm not sure like that thread is exactly connected, but yes.
All right. So then here's what you already know. If we're looking at absolutes, you already know it is not absolutely necessary and required to be a post PA before becoming an assistant editor. And I can save you the time and tell you that that's not true either. It's not like a prerequisite where you must go to medical school to then become a doctor. You don't have to be a post PA. You don't even have to be an assistant editor. Right. So I'm not saying that it's not the most common path, and I'm not saying that it's not the very helpful, but there is no necessary steps you must take. And if you were to go back 20, 30, 40 years, there were actually prerequisites to my understanding, and somebody might correct me. But my understanding was that you had to be an assistant editor for a certain number of years to get your editor qualification, et cetera, right? So I don't know the details. This was before my time, but now all you have to do is get the hours to prove that I can do the job and I've been paid with this role. Right. So I entered the union directly as an editor with no assistant editing credits or hours or experience whatsoever, because I cut low budget independent features. I got the hours, I got the paycheck stubs. They said, yep, you've professionally been credited and paid as an editor. Now you can enter the union as an editor.
Yes.
So we already know it's not required to be a post PA. So what do you really want to know about post PA versus assistant editor?
So in my follow-up question, which is actually right underneath this, I had listed that one of the questions as, is it in reality or documentary in general, is it necessary to start as a post PA, or are there roles more directly related to the responsibilities of an editor, such as maybe an apprentice editor that are in the fold?
Great. All right. I love all of that. I want to change one word, because we already know it's not necessary. What if instead you asked, would it be beneficial? Would it be beneficial for me to start as a post PA versus an apprentice versus, like, then you're going to have a clear sense of what path makes the most sense for me and my current skill set and my current level of experience.
True.
I can already, if the question is it necessary? It's a really easy answer. No, it's not necessary. Nobody's going to tell you have to start as a post PA. But if it's if you ask, is it beneficial? That's a much richer conversation where you can learn a lot more. But if the question is, I'd like to reach out and ask, is it necessary to be a post PA in the reality doc world? Nope, not necessary. Have a good day. Best of luck.
That's done. True. Yes.
Right. Is it beneficial? Ooh, now you can get into a lot of nuanced opinions. Right. So is it beneficial for you versus beneficial for somebody else? I don't know. But what I don't want to do with the question is, I don't want to take the approach of, what is your advice about what I should do? I would like to learn more about Larry's experience, and even not necessarily his experience as a post PA, but I guarantee that Larry has worked in an office setting with post PAs. So in your experience with the teams that you've worked on, whether as a story producer, as an assistant editor, or even now an editor, would it be beneficial for me to start as a post PA, knowing it would help me gain the necessary skills to be an assistant and get my hours, versus is there another path that gets me there faster?
Okay, nice. And is that, I love that question. Is that question worth asking in this email or in the follow-up?
Really good question. It's a matter of, we want to find the sweet spot that I would call generally specific. What we don't want is something so clear and specific that all he has to do is answer it. Hope that helps. Best of luck. But we also don't want something so broad in general. He's like, I really don't know how to answer this. We want to find the middle ground, right? Mm-hmm. So if we wanted to summarize what I just said and make it just a little bit more general to open up a much richer conversation, what might that look like?
I was unsure as to what is the experience that you would consider beneficial in working up to become a post PA. Working up to become an assistant editor.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the struggle now. I think we're going to, if we can workshop the struggle, we might be able to workshop the question that follows it. Mm-hmm. So right now the struggle is, I'm unsure of the path to get to the position of AE in reality doc and if it is necessary to start as a post PA. The first thing about this that I bump on is I am unsure of the path. What is that saying?
There's only one absolute.
What is the path, right?
Yes.
I am unsure of the path to becoming a doctor. Go to Google, it'll tell you in about 3 minutes. There's a path to becoming a doctor, right? There are little nuances and subtleties, but by and large, when somebody's a doctor, you know how they got there. Mm-hmm. We don't have one path. So I think rather than I'm unsure of the path, what if it's I'm unsure of the path that's the right fit for me? I'm unsure of which path, right?
Because I think what I want to get at is, like, given my experience, or given that I'm like right out of college, mm-hmm. I've edited only a few short films versus him like having experience as a story producer, right?
Now we're getting somewhere. Now I know where you're stuck and I can help you. I know how to help you. Right now, it's a little bit more. This is a pretty basic question. What is the path to get to AE in reality doc? Do I need to start as a post PA? It's very broad, right?
Instead,
it's given my experience, knowing that I'm right out of college and I've only worked on a few short films, I'm unsure of the path that makes the most sense for me. So I wanted to learn more about your path, knowing you weren't a post PA. right? That's going to help you better understand, do I need to be a post PA? Does it not make sense for me? But you're going to learn it from the perspective of what he brought to the table as an assistant coming from a story producer. So you can ultimately determine, does the post PA path make sense for me?
Yes.
That's okay. That's a much richer conversation. And it's also a conversation that only Larry can talk about. So what I always want to ask when I'm looking at the outreach message, specifically the question itself, is this something that anybody kind of sort of in Larry's position could answer? And if what you're saying is, I'm unsure of the path to get to become an AE in the reality doc space, and I wanted to learn more about the structure of the editing team, you take out the name of the show, anybody can answer a similar question. I want Larry to feel like he understands how to help you and he's the only person that can help you. And if it's more, given that you are a story producer and I'm coming right out of college with only a few short films, I'm unsure if being a post PA is the right next step for me to becoming an AE so that I can then get my hours. That's a much clearer narrative thread.
Yes, I like that. Yeah.
So how do you feel about all this?
Yeah, I think I was just taking the show's name as a consideration for the fact that only he could answer it. Whereas I think specifying the his journey aspect of it, I think that's what really makes it a unique and individual question to ask to him.
Yep. By and large, when you're reaching out to somebody, it's not going to be universally true, but it's more true more often than not. I want you to be asking a question that allows them to talk about themselves. And that also allows them to talk about themselves in a favorable light. Because almost everybody is completely unqualified to give advice. Like, people just give horrible advice. And the dead ringer for bad advice is, here's what you need to do. Because there isn't one need. Like, sure, in a few circumstances, it's absolute, this is what you need to do, right?
Yes.
If it's, you know, I've got a knife in my chest because somebody just stabbed me, what you need to do is go to the emergency room. I feel good about that advice, right? But if somebody says, oh, well, what you need to do is you need to become an assistant editor if you want to become an editor in script and narrative. I hate it when people give that advice because it is not true. Is it the most common path? Yes. Is it a tremendously useful path? Of course it is. But it's not the only one. But when people say what you need to do is this, it's because that's how they did it and it's the only way that they know. So rather than asking for advice, ask for their story, because people love to talk about themselves, especially their successes. I built an entire business model around it.
Okay, yes.
So this is already good. If you were to send this without changing a word, I think you'd probably get a response. But I think the response would be less than what you're looking for and you'd be disappointed by it.
I see.
I think you'd be like, yeah, okay. I mean, I guess this helps a little bit, but this didn't really clear this up for me. That's not Larry's fault. That's yours, because you're not asking a good enough question.
That's true. Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So do you feel confident that you can write a better version of this message that's clear and is going to more get you closer to the useful response that you're looking for?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good. You feel good enough about writing it and then sending it? Or you think you're going to want to do another hot seat?
Maybe another hot seat.
All right, I'm going to challenge you.
Yeah.
If you feel like it's almost close to good enough, so you have to think about just hitting the send button. And if you don't feel that level of confidence, I'm happy to do another session. But I want to get you to the point where you have enough confidence that you feel like, I think this is good enough to send. I want to make sure that you're pursuing progression, not perfection.
Okay, that's true. I mean, looking at just the growth between the Parallax email and this one, it feels like the first draft has improved relative to the other one.
Yes, and I agree with that. This right here, without changing a word, is already better than about 90% of the garbage outreach that's out there.
Okay.
All right, so you're already going to stand out from all of the other messages, but if you're here on the hot seat, it's my job to make it better.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Well, best of luck with your message. I look forward to seeing where it lands.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.